Welcome to the 10-question pop quiz for Modkan Daf Yadav, plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechetas. Now, you're probably wondering, what happened to the 15-question pop quiz? So if you didn't hear this shiur, I'm going back to adding the pop quiz at the end of the shiur, because many people are accessing the shiur by phone, either through the Zichru hotline or through Kol Lashon. For your information, people can access the Zichru hotline by calling 929-447-0033. 929-447-0033. So in order for them to have access to the pop quiz, I'm adding the pop quiz back to the regular shiur. I was also getting requests from people who are in cars who don't want to switch files while they're driving. That would be dangerous. So it's easier if it's just one single file. At the same time, I'm keeping it as a separate file so people who just want to get to the pop quiz can go to it directly. But I'm nipping it down to 10 questions to make it a little more time efficient on my part. Okay, so here we go. Number one, which daf do Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi disagree whether a Kohen can check Negayim and Chol HaMoed in the case of a Metzora Muskar at the end of a second confinement? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that one is permitted to destroy anthills on Chol HaMoed? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that the source for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is learned from the dedication of the base of Mikdash? That's on daf Test. Good. Number four, which daf do we have a malchus whether the halachas of Avelos are more chamur than the halachas of Chol HaMoed or not? That's on daf Yadav. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn any amount of merchandising on Chol HaMoed is prohibited? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn one should not leave his learning if it's a mitzvah she'efshel lasos al yidei acherim? That's on daf Test. Good. Number seven, which daf do we have a malchus whether one can gather bones for reinterment on Chol HaMoed? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn that one can discern if one is collecting wood for a fire when he's only collecting the large twigs, not the small twigs? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number nine, which daf are four reasons given as to why we do not get married on Chol HaMoed? That's on daf Ches. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn that a hediot is permitted to sew on Chol HaMoed? That's on daf Yud. Excellent. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which daf do we learn the 2 nighttime mitzvahs are Mikra Megillah and Gesiras HaOmer? That's on daf Chaf HaMegillah. Good. Number 2, which daf do we discuss Bechiyah Shochinim? That's on daf Chaf Tes and Tainus. Good. And number 3, which daf do we learn that young birds will not go to another dovecote if it's around the corner since they lose sight of their dovecote? That's on daf Yidolf and Bea. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron. Wishing you a great day and great learning.